Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily guide to cosmic insight and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to walk you through this week's horoscope, shaped by the current planetary movements. Remember to check your sun, rising, and moon sign for a complete view. The universe is speaking. Don't miss it. Hello, here we are discussing what the sky tells us in this first 2 weeks of October. As always, I would like to bring to your attention what I believe are the main themes of this period. The first 2 weeks of October unfold in the season of Libra, which means the sun is in Libra. As we discussed in the last episode of September, the season of Libra is a time when the scales of our inner balance are either leveled or at least feel the need to be adjusted. Autumn is a season that aids this process, as everything seems to slow down. Moreover, the earth itself begins to rest after the harvest of its fruit. The other day I was reflecting on the nature of the signs, Libra, and their teachings, and I thought about the great lesson or guidance of Libra being the heart of compensation. Mind you, compensating doesn't mean that whenever something bad happens, there is something beautiful to cheer us up. Obviously not, otherwise it would mean always being absorbed. What I mean is that Libra's balance compensates. When we are faced with something that could drag us down and make us give up, compensation is necessary because it has the power to make us see the beauty. The beauty that is everywhere, and for which it is worth continuing to fight in any situation. So when you have some placements in this sign in your birth chart and you wonder what its lesson is, I believe that compensation is one of them. But be careful, because I am not at all saying that since beauty exists, we must accept everything. This is the weakened shadow side of the sign. What I'm saying is that it should instead help us to detach from what is no longer good, even if it hurts, always keeping in mind that even in that pain, there will be beauty. So with this great first keyword, compensation, we move on to talk about what the first celestial event of this period, which is the solar eclipse with the new moon Libra, which will occur on the 2nd October. You will surely read everywhere that this event heavily influences a relationship. And this is because one of the biggest symbols of this sign, Libra, is relationships, love, the ability to be together. This isn't wrong. It is absolutely one of the symbols. However, I find it a bit reductive to always and only talk about this, or at least we can discuss it without neglecting the fact that the relationship with ourselves is also included. The new moon is already an event closely related to compensation, as the two luminaries, the sun and the moon, are in conjunction. The solar eclipse is even more intense because it occurs when this alignment is even more precious. So what do we take from this keyword, compensation? We learn from the cycle of life, from the plant that when it dies makes room for another to grow. We should also try to discern if there are truly elements in our situation that allow us to compensate, and when there aren't, we must work on it. There is another theme approaching, which will reach its peak later, and is related to the symbols of Pluto. It begins to emerge and can be felt with a very beautiful aspect occurring on October 4th when Venus in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces. Remember that the zodiac is a symbolic system in total synergy. And when I talk about the symbols of Pluto, I also refer to Scorpio, since it is the sign ruled by this planet. So let's start by saying that this aspect brings a lot of positive energy. Venus governs not only relationship, but also our practical well-being, such as finances. And when it trines Saturn, this allows us to set aside emotional confusion and work deeply to get the best out of the situation. So, depth. This is the second key theme of this period. In general, not only in finances, this aspect invites us to dwell deep into situation without fearing that emotions will overwhelm us. Saturn is involved, and this is going to help us with the resilience as well. So, depth. There is another trine that Venus in Scorpio will form with Mars in Cancer. This will happen on October 8th, and is also a very harmonious and promising aspect. Here, it's about the depth of emotion, but also our psyche. Again, we can dwell deep without fear that emotion will confuse us, because we have the assertiveness of Mars and the openness of Venus, the transformative capacity of Scorpio, and the emotional flexibility of Cancer on our side. If we want to connect deeply with someone, this is definitely the right time. But there is another crucial event that, in my opinion, greatly echoes this theme, shouting it out loud. This is the start of Jupiter's retrograde motion in Gemini, which will happen on the 9th October. Generally, Jupiter represents expansion, spreading out horizontally and widening space, our space. When it goes retrograde, it slows down, stops, but doesn't stop to expand. It cannot stop its nature. It does vertically. That's how, when it delves into the depths, it takes on the symbols of Pluto, in my view. What it invites us to do is to dig deep within. We will all feel less inclined to external exposure, but more inclined to connect with the inner side. Gemini is also the sign of conversation, words, communication, and thus this conversation within our depths is even more accentuated. If you will, even a bit within what we call the subconscious. It's difficult to have communication with something that we can't rationalize, but that's somehow the challenge of this theme, and we can make it. So a very helpful thing that you could do is to open your birth chart and see where Jupiter falls, that is, in which house it is transiting. Essentially, you just need to know in which house you have the sign of Gemini, and you will know it. The themes and sectors of that house will be the ones that can be explored. I'll give you a practical example. For me, it transits in the 9th house, so this retrogradation and this diving deep will definitely touch on themes of travel, exploration, and knowledge beyond borders. And it's very relevant for me now, because right now I am in a phase of life where I'm trying to choose my next destination. I'm traveling a lot to understand where I want to be, where I want to go, but most importantly, what I want the next place I live to give me. So delving deep into these dynamics is very helpful for me, and that's what I will do. So if you know where this retrograde Jupiter is transiting in your chart, but you're not confident with its meaning, you can comment below and I will respond. Now, facilitating this process of diving deep and re-emphasizing this theme of depth is also the fact that on October 11th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn and makes its way towards Aquarius. So this is really a closure, because as I also mentioned in the last episode on Weekly Energies, this is truly the last tent in Capricorn for a few years. And I would say it's the perfect metaphor that also concludes this theme of depth, because it is from the depths of this moment that we slowly re-emerge. We close that door and prepare it to resurface. Finally, to emphasize this theme, which I consider to be very important for this period, is also the entry of Mercury into Scorpio on October 13th. This is very intense, because Mercury is the planet of the mind. It governs our thoughts, how we organize them, and then how we express them. Its movements govern how we interact with our thoughts. In Scorpio, it is as if it symbolically meets the depths of Pluto. This intensifies the mental processes and thus pushes us to dive deep, to never stay on the surface. Obviously, this also means risking getting caught up in rumination. And it's very important to distinguish between diving deep to seek true meaning and obsessing. Mental obsession is never good. It gives us nothing and usually makes us lose touch with reality. So it is important that our diving deep is done with the purpose of connecting deeply with the meaning, with the essence of things. And that it is not an incessant and senseless search for answer that doesn't exist. When I dwell deep, I must also be prepared that I might not always find solution. Perhaps I find more questions instead of answers. And this is okay, because the goal is not to get out, but to re-emerge with a new awareness. So, trying to wrap up today's conversation, what the universe is whispering to us in these two first weeks of October is compensation and depth. Compensation isn't just about finding balance, it's about actively seeking to build it. As we do this, there is also the theme of depth, which helps us because going beyond the surface and expanding vertically can help us understand what really needs to be changed. As always, I remind you that in these episodes, I don't list all the aspects happening in the sky, but I try to summarize what I believe are the main themes. If you want to stay updated, follow me on Instagram and text me if you have any questions. Thank you for joining me on Burn and the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.